exercise change.
So in your experience and what you've seen others go through, what are some of the most common barriers that actually prevent people from becoming and staying motivated to change?
I think a biggie one's diet, even though most people might not see it that way. If you put really bad fuel into your car, it won't run as well as okay. If you put the best fuel into it. So I personally found if I have a lot of fats or sugars, my motivation drops a lot.
Sure.
And the other biggie is sleep. Whenever I'm tired, motivation becomes a big obstacle, big barrier. Okay. And then obviously environment with peer pressure. If you have a circle of friends that are not really into practicing and discourage it, it makes it a hell of a lot harder too.
Mm. It's interesting actually that the diet and sleep thing is almost taking it right back. Like people just sort of would think about that as a everyday occurrence, but actually looking at those two things as a barrier is quite interesting. And again, I think it comes back to that awareness, you know, being aware of what you are eating and how it is affecting you, being aware of how much you're sleeping and how much that is or isn't affecting you.
The other one is probably also your partner. If your partner is like, right. Oh, what are you actually doing every day? Why are you doing this?
Sure.
It doesn't help, and I think it's really important that you find someone you're on the same page to a certain okay. degree. I'm not saying you both have to be super athletes, but
yeah. There
has to be encouragement
okay.
and support, and that your partner knows this is the time he needs to practice, and if he doesn't, he might feel grumpy or
not as well. Okay. So look, I'm putting you on the spot here, but what would be some of your ideas or around sort of strategies to deal with those situations? Because I'm sure it's something a lot of people have to face, sort of people that are maybe unsupportive or don't understand.
Well, ultimately you have to ask yourself what you want to achieve in life, and if your partner helps you to achieve those goals, and if it doesn't, you might have to bite the bullet and say this doesn't work for
sure.
in the long run, and because maybe 10, 20 years down the line you're like, oh man, I could have really made this happen and really pushed through if I had someone who supported me, and
okay.
and that's where you get regrets. So I really think you just have to bite the bullet maybe.
Sure, I
maybe
guess
go your own way.
Yeah,
and
okay.
just see if it works for you, because human life is pretty short, and time flies. So
it does.
You better make the most of it.
Yeah, sure. I guess a good starting point would actually be telling partners or friends that what you want to do is actually really important to you, and if they are sort of good people and hopefully you've made some good choices there, they should support that anyway.
Yeah, and in a relationship, you want to have both people involved to have their own lives.
Mm.
And you kind of know what you let yourself in for when you get together.
Mm.
You know what the other person is into, and if the other person is just like, are you wasting your time, mate? Then it's maybe not the best relationship or won't work in the long run.
Mm.
Because
sure.
it's a big sacrifice to sacrifice your own goals, I suppose. Mm.